I just landed in Europe, nigga. Shopping bags, I'm a tourist, nigga. Money talk, I speak fluent, nigga. Reeboks on, I just do it, nigga. Look at me, I'm pure, nigga. I bet the hoes on my door, nigga. I don't bop, I do the money dance. My bitch whip, cause 100 grand. Red bird, you see me slide. Sex bitch, I hope she bout it. Sex bitch, I know she bout it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Sex bitch, I hope she bout it. Come fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Sex bitch, I hope she bout it. Come fuck with me, you know I got it.
Hope slandered in Rome, nigga. All hell seizes home, niggas. Chin Don, child fella. Come money dance with the good fellas. Ho, keep getting that dinero, got it. Even if a nigga got a rabbit, get it. Blackjack in the cut sink, no. A nigga got unlimited credit, A nigga got a lot of vendettas, But we the black mom, we gon' set it, Peel off in a Lamborghini cone tie. 200 in the dash, you gonna rev it. Lucky Luciano, it's what they call me, Paisano. 100 keys at the piano, place across the Verrazano. El Pino, in a villa in Venice and Bambino. Not bad for Muliano, y'all know, like we know. I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Bad bitch, I hope she bout it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Bad bitch, I hope she bout it. Bad bitch, I know she bout it.
I'm Ryan Big, coming down that beat. Geechee nigga with satin sheets. Bad bitch, she a masterpiece. Got a bad bitch, she a masterpiece.
Me and baby, we've been racking since the Beatles. Your loyalty is why I love you. My to my baby. Shout out to my baby. Hey, shout out to my baby.
Hey, little mama. I know you heard about me, G. God of Government, you know. Internationally known. I'm going to accept and never reject you, you dig?
Baby girl says she like want some pills so she can roll. Baby girl says she like fucking club girl, let's roll. Baby girl says she like can I please hit the draw? But if you really like me, little mama, hit the flow.
Little mama, say she really like me. I'm a Chi-Town boss player. Please come ride with me. Little mama, say she really like me. I'm a Chi-Town boss player. Please come ride with me.
Oh man, I'm so for real about the game. Quarter meal on the juice, a half a meal switching lanes. Doing a damn thing. Take a look at the rain. Take a look at the chain. I've been on the blame. Born like the fame. Damn deal, that's for real. Cause I'm trio, gotta get a pass in America. Ask your Uncle Will. OG veteran, ball with the veterans. Rolled out of town, Uncle Blue in a caravan. Gotta get that cheddar in. Ain't no hoe in the road with a nigga and his uncle, man. But that was some time ago. Now I'm slamming luxury doors. Homes custom built. Ain't in tomorrow on a damn flow.
Baby girl says she like want some pills so she can roll.
Baby girl says she like fucking club girl, let's roll. Baby girl says she like can I please hit the draw? But if you really like me, little mama, hit the flow.
I'm a swagged out pimpster, a 550 whipper. Any day of the week, shorty, I can switch the whipper. Fucking with the governor, I switch the clipper. Extended in your ass, nigga, backwards hiccup.
Take a look at the G, nigga, ain't shit sweet. I'm a cause country pimp, nigga, no. To keep the heat. Don't do me, suggesting do yourself. The squad paper chasing, and we don't need your help. Look at the ice on the pee. I got your girl looking, man. I think she wanna be. Your girl with me, and I don't care. At the end of the night, she with the pimp all the year.
Baby girl says she like want some pills so she can roll.
Baby girl says she like fucking club girl, let's roll.
Baby girl says she like can I please hit the draw? But if you really like me, little mama, hit the flow.
Little mama, say she really like me. I'm a Chi-Town boss player. Please come ride with me, little mama. Say she really like me. I'm a Chi-Town boss player. Please come ride with me.
Hell yeah, I'm from the go, nigga, that's Chicago. We a different breed of people, waste the nigga, know you know. And I mind, train a go, ain't no slow-mo in the go. Everything real fast, green light, let me go.
Hell yeah, I'm from the go.
Church, preaching to me and y'all live on Church Radio. This your boy, G-God, the motherfucking governor. We back at it, 9 o'clock. He dig, I had y'all jamming a little bit, man, to that Young Don, Young Doe. His new song called Bay. Y'all heard it first on Church Radio. You did. Hey, man, we got a live motherfucking show for y'all today, man. 50 more minutes, y'all rocking with the motherfucking best. No stress, just the best. You did. We smoke the best, too. For real, for real. Can't hate you, change haters, man. They say ISIS. They say ISIS got something to do with it. They might try to cover it up. But, man, we ain't done, man. We know what the deal is. Don't trick us, man. Trick somebody else, man. For real, for real. Chi-Town Stand Up, Bishop Don Magic Wand's birthday party in Hollywood. I ordered my tickets. Sorry I couldn't make it, man. Too busy. My son's birthday today. Turned 13, you dig. We going with Coming Down by Bo Kane. We'll be back in a minute, church.
Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, selling cocaine. Selling cocaine.
Yeah, bitch, I'm bragging. Yeah, bitch, I'm bragging. hit me a lick, boy. Now I'm about to cash out. Cooking at my trap house. A1 Perico. That's it for dishonor, and I'm sticking to the G code. Lord, please forgive me, but I think I hear the devil. Dope boy dreaming, I'ma be rich forever. Down for whatever dollar signs in my vision. If there's money to be made, I'm about my motherfucking business. Whip it up, straight, drop in the pot. I'm coming down ballin' with that dope boy guap. You're fucking with the boss, I'm a full-blooded savage. Live from the kitchen, this is dope boy magic.
Cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, selling cocaine, selling cocaine.
Money on my mind, I'm all till I fall. Money to be made, then I'ma make it all. Same shit, different day, just another episode. I'm in the streets like the lines in the middle of the road. Got a kilo in the trunk, pistol on my side. I got money all day and fuck a bitch till she died. Just before dishonor, I was raised in the streets. I'm from the home of the killers and the motherfucking G's. He who laughs first, never laughs last. Get your pump in your mouth, throw your guts out your ass. This the winner's circle, where legends are made. When I die, put me where they shot JFK.
Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, selling cocaine, selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, selling cocaine. Selling cocaine,
pain. Y'all is on Church Radio, the hottest internet radio station, man, on the motherfucking internet, man. Why? Because y'all rocking with the G-O motherfucking V, you dig? Hey, man, we got a live topic for the day, man. Y'all make sure y'all stay rocking with us, man. Don't forget, man, y'all can call in and chop it up with me, man. Ain't nothing like that, man. 516-418-5511. Again, 516-418-5511. Y'all call in, fuck with your boy, man. Y'all can chop it up with the boy G-Gov, man. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Don't act bashful, man. You dig? Get a lot of calls in for some of the players, too, sometimes. So that's always a great feeling, man, too, man. But, hey, man, y'all keep rocking. We'll be playing all the new songs from the YSL Confirmation Mix CD. Y'all know I'm going to keep dosing them out and dishing them out as we're coming in because that's just the way we got to do it, you dig? Don't go nowhere, man. This is we're going to go and I want to play that out my local Montana. Chi-Town Stand Up Church.
Let's get it. What the streets been waiting for, man? It's just a warning on this ain't even my tape. Just let you niggas know I'm coming.
No days off, shorty on his grandma. This shit too easy, I can do it with my ass closed. Just bought a bezel when that bitches be on Shammo. So I be ballin' like it's Katie at the land. Oh yeah. These niggas better not disrespect. Let they wanna hear the fucking sound of this fucking tech. Like black. I'm possessed. that to something. Turn something to a million, turn a million to a hundred. Make them boys sick so they stomach when I slide through. Hoes waiting land like a drive through. Niggas think they taking over, look right behind you. Bottles in the air, all my niggas celebrating. They be like, why you celebrating, nigga? Cause I'm separating all that real from the fake and the friends from the snake. Put my niggas to a time, took their case and he ain't break. Nigga, we gon' make it out the hood no matter what it takes. Load my 30 clip with balls and shoot until my fingers break. Squad. Long as my squad right, then I'm alright. Long as my babies eat, then I'm alright.
Church, any man can't hate y'all, change haters. That's my man, Loco Montana, on my right. Don't go nowhere. Today's topic is, why do blacks in America kill each other? I mean, pretty sure the line's probably going to be dead today. Nobody want to face the facts on why do blacks in America kill each other. It's a real concerning topic. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you what's real. But you know what? I'm going to hold that thought. Don't go nowhere. I'm going to hold that thought. Chasing the Bag by YP.
YP in this motherfucker.
YP, what up, dog?
Yo, boys, cash out in this bitch.
Yeah.
Big money heavyweights in this motherfucker. We getting some real money around this motherfucker. You dig?
Chasing that bag, man. You know what it is.
Coming through it now, running to a young nigga chasing that bag. Blue 600 on a damn belt. These robbing jeans still sag. Broke niggas making them mad. When I pulled up in that jag, then I pulled off with your bitch. I'm really pimping like that.
Let's get it.
Thumbing through it, now I'm running to a young nigga chasing that bag. Blue 600 on a damn belt, these robbing jeans still sag. Broke niggas making them mad. When I pulled up in that jag, then I pulled off with your bitch. I'm really pimping like that. You really tricking, I'm really pimping. Throwing money, I never get it. Broke a bitch on Thanksgiving, I ain't tell her thanks, I bought red bottles. Before rap, I've been popping on the Wednesday, made 10,000. Money coming, I'ma stack it up. Before I fuck, I'm strapping up. Like juvenile, bitch, back it up. Whips cost 100, nigga, add it up. New Benz, new Jag, that's the reason why you mad. Yo, bitch shows my rich froze, built 600, shoes 6 more. My first words was get dope. I don't like love or trust hoes. Go hard, yes, I do. I bled track. Nigga, how you? I'm doing good, nigga, how you? Been the man since high school. Me and payroll get bankrolls. Money stacked like Legos. Tell a bitch something, she don't say no. Pimp for real, I don't play, ho. Thumbing through it, now I'm running to a young nigga chasing that bag. Blue 600 on a damn belt. These robbing jeans still sag. Broke niggas making them mad. When I pulled up in that jag, then I pulled off with your bitch. I'm really pimping like that.
Let's get it.
Thumbing through it, now I'm running to a young nigga chasing that bag. Blue 600 on a damn belt. These robbing jeans still sag. Broke niggas making them mad. When I pulled up in that jag, then I pulled off with your bitch. I'm really pimping like that.
My cool white, my stack blue. Bought a bigger crib. I had to. If they 32, you can bring them now. Ain't got a front shit. I cash a few. Only sell them hoe. I don't bag them, dude. Kids scream my name when I'm passing through. Bosses is my staff and crew. You ain't competition. We laugh at you. In a fast whip with a bad bitch. You bullshit. I cash get. You had money. That's past tense. I was the same dude when I ain't have shit. Nigga, you changed. So get away from me. I used to move to D from A to B. On my P's and Q's, I keep K's with me. I'm paranoid, so don't play with me. I'm bag chasing. Stack making. You sack chasing. Back pacing. Balenciagas with the black laces. You just rap, I be fact stating. My teen days, I was crack making. Couldn't wait the bar, but I had patience. Back to back, me and Chaz racing just to hit the bar and catch dime cases.
Coming through it, now I'm running to a young nigga chasing that bag. Blue 600 on a damn belt. These robbing jeans still sag. Broke niggas making them mad. When I pulled up in that jag, then I pulled off with your bitch. I'm really pimping like that.
Let's get it.
Coming through it, now I'm running to a young nigga chasing that bag. Blue 600 on a damn belt. These robbing jeans still sag. Broke niggas making them mad. When I pulled up in that jag, then I pulled off with your bitch. I'm really pimping like that.
Change the Man. That's YP, Young and Paid, Chasing the Bag. Hot song that's going to be on the YSL Certified Confirmation Mix CD, man. Y'all live on Church Radio. Can't Hate You, Change Haters. Straight out of Chicago, by way, Dallas. You dig? Why do blacks in America kill each other? It's today's topic on Church Radio, man. Why do blacks in America kill each other? And the reason why I chose this topic today is because it's a lot of protesting that's going on, and we got a lot of whites gunning us down, like young black men and police. And but you know, I know people hate when I say it. I mean, I think killing black people is killing black people. I don't give a fuck what color you is, you know. Me personally, you know, killing from within is just as worse as when it's killing without. You know what I mean? Because we as black people has watched each other, well, we haven't really watched shit. We hear about what went on in the past. And maybe that's why we kill each other so easy now, is because we really haven't had to live in a time where we actually really need each other. And they've taught us not to need each other. They've taught us not to want to help each other. They taught us not to assist each other and to help each other grow. This is something that's being deeply rooted in the black community, period. And this is why it's so easy for us to commit crime amongst each other, regardless of, no matter how many of the years that we've known each other, we'll snuff each other out on the drop of a dime, and in a matter of words, back in the days when a nigga killed a nigga over a bitch, we said, man, this whole ass nigga killed a nigga over a bitch. But these days, these niggas killing each other over less. They killing each other for dumber shit, you know what I mean? So it's probably worse than what it was back then. I'd rather for these niggas to kill each other protecting the bitch than just killing each other for some just dumb shit, you know what I mean? So the unity of the blacks, we just don't see it. I think we are oblivious to how much we really need each other. I don't think we really understand the magnitude of what it really means if we all really stuck together, if we all really shopped at black businesses, if we all bought our people's music when they put it out, and their ideas, if we bought into it, we don't realize how powerful we can become and how powerful we could make each other. Maybe this is something that's deeply rooted in our genes from way back from Africa. I mean, we have to be realized we was sold. Just as well as we was kidnapped, we were sold too. But we was kidnapped by our own people and sold by our own people. But whatever the cause is, that's our topic today. Why do blacks in America kill each other? I don't have the answer. I don't think nobody, I really want to chop it up today, but to see what everybody can bring to the table, see if we can come up with a common, some type of common understanding. You know, I know it could be a compound of a thousand, several things. And that's what our topic today here on Church Radio, man. Don't go nowhere. This is your boy, G-God, the governor, man. We're getting ready to go play the Adrenaline Rush from Twister. We'll be back. Church.
Like two bad nurses, and the pain from these here motherfucking verses. Ridiculous thirsts involving hoses. To the dirt shit first, fixing is in autos to work with. Slug to the shirt shit, chest a squirt shit. I'm making it with an expert kit. From birth to the earth split, it'll hurt bitch. Show you how worse it than worse get in its own. See the bang when the pain repel is in the clothes and the curtains fit.
When adrenaline's pumping,
I don't understand discussion. Only hear certain shit. I'm a misunderstood nigga, and I'm off my square. How got me reversing flips and dispersing shit?
What can I say to make you see how the fuck I feel? To make me wanna jump over the edge. I'm charged up and tough as getting shot up on the leg. Don't pain instead of cane, I took a blood off to the head.
So tell me what it's.
Retaliate with lethal repercussion. I feel the regal rushing and go with the things like it's a wicked dick. If the Benadryl, hop back up in the steel to get the kick of shit. For niggas and bitches that I kick it with. I was born to get you pumped up. It's like some lead bust, cause I get motherfuckers a head rush. See your head bust when you jumped up. Cause what I say must stick at your geek, my eyes red bust. But smoking shit, the nigga tit out on the die. Made me wanna trip the clipper on the side. And if you act like a bitch on the side, if we have to, then the whole west side and let the shit go on the ride.
That's
when
it's
the bus.
rest.
Like when the motherfucker have to go and pick up the pump to make his opposition chest kick up and jump. When you lit up the gun to make your body get up and hum. Like when the motherfucker had to go and pick up the pump to make a trigger kick up and dump. So turn the bass kick up and bump and let the rhythm fit up the drum. Like when the motherfucker had to go and pick up the pump to make his opposition chest kick up and jump. When you lit up the gun to make your body get up and hum. Like when the motherfucker had to go and pick up the pump to make a trigger kick up and dump. So turn the bass kick up and bump and let the rhythm fit up the drum. Pulling up and bailing out like we car sick and ready to start shit. Start a berry, get some hairs like an ostrich and load the whole cartridge. And throw the shells in the garbage, the hardest the motherfuckers can never achieve what I've accomplished. Young bucks, my accomplice, located his existence with my sixes like a compass. And shattered on the journey to a starless and starless. Rush up in the hearts of other niggas to get them charged. What's the real reason? All you haters try to murder me, so now I'm still seasoned. And even though I'm still bleeding, I'ma keep coming because I'm still breathing. And y'all can't trace me, I'm burying my victims in the wall like Gacy. Too lyrical, and since the tip of my umbilical, these flows me critical. My music is miracles like I'm biblical. Kill like I'm nutty, getting buddy love, but still wouldn't leave a bloody glove. Let's start the truck up, let's beat the fuck up. Get away smoking the blunt dust, adrenaline pumping veins, he rub my pumps up.
And I'm calibrated at 360 degrees. That's 300 niggas that's gon' die about 60 slugs to do this thing. We too much for the industrialists to fuck with this. On the brink of fucking up some shit, dismantle these up some shit. It's hard to imagine what niggas got nerves to do. So I guess I just take that fucking nerve and use it. Think what I'm on the verge to do. And I got the urge to ooh, let semi close your curtains, fool. From killing the verses, fool, I be one of the worstest dudes. I'm the worstest. Look about 9 millimeters above your surface. Unleash these things and I defeat your purpose. Bitch,
that's your purpose.
Like when the motherfucker had to go and pick up the pump to make his opposition chest kick up and jump. When you lit up the gun to make your body get
that's
up and jump. Like when the motherfucker had to go and pick up the pump to make a trigger kick up and jump. So turn the bass kick up and bump and let the rhythm fit
that's
up the drum. Like when the motherfucker had to go and pick up the pump to make his opposition chest kick up and jump. When you lit up the gun to make your body get
that's
up and jump. Like when the motherfucker had to go and pick up the pump to make a trigger kick up and jump. So turn the bass kick up and bump and let the rhythm fit
that's
up the drum.
Twist, Adrenaline Rush. Today's topic is why do blacks in America kill each other? That's the movement for the, that's the direction of today's show is. I can call in at 516-488-5501. Call in, voice your opinion. Why do blacks in America kill each other? It's something. I mean, I was just in Chicago about 2-3 weeks ago, and me and some of the guys from out south was sitting down, we was chopping it up, and we was having a conversation about Chicago. And for y'all that don't know, man, I'm a Chicago native. I've been going back and living back and forth in Chicago for the past since 2001. I'm sorry, but anyways, we were sitting down talking, and we were just talking about, you know, the Chirac, the name Chirac. And when he said it, I told him I had to give him my honest opinion. Coming from Chicago and being the age that I am, I was honest with him. I told him, this ain't no Chirac. And he looked at me and, what you mean? I said, this not Chirac. I said, that's just a name y'all done came up with it that sound cool. I said, because it was the war. I said, Chirac was in 1970s, 80s, and the 90s. I was in Chirac in the 90s. That's Chirac. You know, and he couldn't, well, no, but we doing it like that. No. Y'all ain't doing it like nothing. Actually, even though we're having this topic today, why do blacks in America kill each other? Actually, to be honest with you, the murder rate in Chicago is actually cut down in half by 50%. Okay? But on the internet, they flamboyant it and they put it out there and they say, it's Chirac and we're doing this amount of murders and this amount of murders, and but they're not really telling the truth. That y'all only doing 400 and 500 murders a year. Back in the 90s and early 2000s, they were 800 and 900 murders a year. So I want y'all to know that y'all are not murdering in the high rates like y'all think y'all is. Y'all doing a lot of murdering, of course, but not as much. And so I want to take the encouragement out of some of you young niggas to let y'all know that it's not that bad. It's not. Don't think it is. you really got a better chance in Chicago than what we had back in the 90s. Now you got a really got a better chance, but they don't want to make you think that. And I'm starting to think a lot of the murders is coming from Chicago police too. But that's another, that is actually another show. What we're really trying to break down now here is trying to figure out a way we can be able to reach the hood to make these young black dudes that is, because y'all done cut it down half. All we got to do is put down the guns on each other a little bit more, and we can probably save a generation. We can save a generation. I lost my brother to gun violence in the year 2000 in Chicago. I lost my brother. So I know what it is. I know how it feels to be out there. I done been shot too, so I know what it is. I know y'all got an itchy finger and y'all got a lot to prove out there. I know y'all want to be the man and y'all want, but that ain't the being the man. The man got the biggest bankroll. The man is free on the street, because if you ain't got your health and your freedom, you ain't shit. You know, so we got to really look at ourselves from a different angle and stop looking at ourselves only from the gangster mentality with the pistols. There's another angle to this, y'all. We don't have to take the route with the pistols all the time. It's a total another route. But I know they the media is going to make it look like we only taking one other route. But there is another route. We just got to keep going the route that we've been going. We down 50% in Chicago. I don't know about the rest of the other statistics in the part of the state. But you don't hear about them as much no more like you used to, like New Orleans and Gary and New York and L.A. You know, so, you know, and we don't know whether they're trying to bring the heat to Chicago because Barack in office, you know, kind of reflect the state where he come from. My young black people, man, put the guns down. Get your bankroll. You know, I watch a lot of high-powered guys be taken out behind that pistol. If it wasn't so much not even murdering a nigga, but shooting at some niggas. Saw a lot of high-powered guys who they like, we can't do it no more. It's time to put the guns down. It's time to pick the game up. The new game now is the book. It's about educating yourself. It's a whole new level of this shit, the level that blacks need to be taking. That's getting inside of the Congress, getting inside of the Capitol building, getting in the White House, conquering them government jobs and flipping this country from within. It's not hard. You ever seen some prisoners take over a prison? They get right to what they do. They go straight up to the watchtower and take over the control panels. They take control of the control panels because now they know they got control of the joint. We got to get into the motherfucking cockpit. We got to get into that, to the control panel room, so we can control this big old motherfucking penitentiary they got us in. That's the only way we're going to break out. Y'all, if we're going to break out of this country of being incarcerated, we have to take control of the cockpit. So once we take control of the cockpit, and inside of the control booth, we can open the doors up to let everybody else free. How are we going to let everybody else free and everybody scared to break out? Who's going to be the first one? Y'all live on church radio. Why do blacks in America kill each other, man? We're going to go to the first caller, man. After the first caller, I got to play one more song from the Certified Mix album. We're going to come back through and finish chopping it up.
Hello?
Church, you live online,
yeah.
Church.
Yeah, what's up, my brother? This is Jason Reed from New York. How you guys doing today?
Hey, church, man. New York, NYC, man. Appreciate you calling
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I didn't know if you heard about it. I just got, this is like a major, it's not a major report because, of course, if it affects black men, it's never major. But I don't know if you heard, but there was a major issue in Alabama where they found that the cops there, the prosecutor, the Lloyds, like pretty much everybody was part of this big scam where they were planting drugs on young black men in the whole area of Alabama. And basically, I'm going to read a little report for you about this. It says a newly leaked report has just proven what many African-Americans in Alabama have been saying for years, that police officers in the city of Dothan have been planting evidence on African-American men that they didn't like for many years. A shocking new report from the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Alabama Justice Project reveals that police officers at Dothan Alabama planted drugs and weapons on thousands. You hear this? Thousands of African Americans.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, I've seen it today. I've seen it.
Yeah. And brother, what's shocking about it is one of the guys is like the head of Homeland Security for the whole state. And he's still
right.
In office.
He's moved up. Yeah, he's moved up.
Like, brother, just when I thought it couldn't get worse, this is beyond, like, I don't even know how to even decipher this. And all these cops still have their jobs. Like, nobody has gotten fired. I don't see Obama outraged about this shit, because Obama should be outraged about this shit. No, like, this is just mind-boggling, my brother. And it seems like, where's Fox News? Fox News like to shit on black men so much. Where's Fox News to say, hey, why is this system attacking? Like, Fox News, every time black men do something, they're the first one to say, these young black men, they're criminals, they listen too much rap, they have no fathers in their household. Where's Fox News to report this? You see what I'm saying to you? Like, you see when it's the system is corrupt, they don't put it on blast. But when we do something wrong, they put it on blast.
And that's true. That is very true. That is very true. And you know, and that's just like what I was just saying. It's time for it. And, you know, not to to jump off what you're saying, because what you're saying is a very serious subject, and that's actually one of the topics for Monday is about the situation. I just read up on it today, but it's so true, because you have a lot of this going on throughout the U.S. You have a lot of this going on, illegally charged people. And this is why it's so important that we start to put our young black people on a different agenda. When you go to school and they ask you, well, what do you want to be when you get older? They train our people to say they want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a fireman, a police officer. But they don't tell them about, what about a lawmaker? How about them? They don't advertise the jobs that can actually give us control over this country. They show us jobs that's going to keep this country rolling.
But brother, you know what's another major point a lot of people forget, and I don't think a lot of your listeners are aware of this. One of the biggest things that affected black youth in the inner cities, especially in the 90s and the early 2000s, was, I don't know if you remember, there was a time, because I'm 34 years old, where in the 80s and 90s, there were these programs in high school that basically would train these kids to be carpenters, plumbers, electricians, mechanics. They took all that stuff out nationally, and a lot of people don't even know why they did that. One of the prime reasons they did that was the unions. See, what people fail to realize, the unions in America were set up to protect white men from losing their jobs against black men. That's a fact.
Against
your research on this.
Against black.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
Black,
a lot of people
right.
are not even aware of this. And
that's right.
The sad
that's
part
right.
about it is, if you look in any inner city black neighborhood, if you look at the Midas shops, you know, like the Midas shops where you take to get your car
mm-hmm.
fixed, you go to any other place, like the plumbing companies, most of them are literally controlled and owned by white men. Black
That's
men
right.
don't have – black men don't have enough – like, even in our own neighbors, we don't have a monopoly over our own, like, things that black people would usually – you know, like, for instance, if your plumbing breaks down, you would think, since you're in a predominantly black neighborhood, there'll be a black plumber that would come to your house and fix
right.
it. 9 out of 10 times, mm-hmm. it's a white plumber that's going to do the job. And they took these jobs away because it would give black people an edge. You see what I'm saying to you? Anytime white men feel threatened, because what they tell these kids, and unfortunately, is go to college. And what's happening right now in America is there's an oversaturation of bachelor's degrees. Like, I have so many of my friends right now who have...
There's a lot of people already educated.
Yeah. There's, and what people fail to realize, and you could do your research on this, only 30% of the jobs in this country require a college degree. That's a fact. This is government. You could go to the government website and look up the jobs, and only 30% of the jobs require a college degree. 70% of the jobs in this country do not require a college degree.
And
what's
agree.
Sad
that
about
is
it is,
Exactly. And what's sad about it, the jobs that do require a degree that give you a decent income, who do you think they're going to give those jobs to? Common sense tells you not the Negro. Not the Negro.
Right.
They're going to give
right.
it to educated white women and educated white men, because there was a Harvard professor who just did a study 2 years ago, and he did this study with another black guy who's also a Harvard professor. And in their finding, and this is a national study, they found that a white man with a felony has a better chance of landing a job in America than a black man with no felony with a bachelor's degree. And they were shocked. They were like, oh, my God, how can this be? Like, how can a black man with no criminal record with a bachelor's degree has less of a chance of getting a job than a white man who just got out of jail? So what I'm trying to tell you is, if you have a degree and you're a black man and there's an $80,000 job that requires a bachelor's degree, 9 out of 10 times they're going to give that job to a white man or a white woman. They're not going to give it to a Negro. See what I'm saying to you? They might give you a bachelor's degree position at an entry level that starts you at $30,000, $40,000, but those top-tier jobs that require a degree that give you a high income, you're not going to get it. And that's what's happening in the black community right now. Like, I have all my friends who have degrees after degrees. I have one of my friends, he went back to school 2 times. Now he has 2 master's degrees. And guess what's happening to him? The companies now are telling him he's overqualified. Before, they were telling him he didn't have enough skills. Now they're telling him he's overqualified. And mind you, he has $90,000 student loan, so now he has to take out the master's degree. Because he says sometimes he feels like when he goes to these job interviews, he put the master's degree, they're going to use that overqualified statement. So he doesn't put his master's degree. And that's
right.
Like, we're at the mercy of our oppressor. Our oppressor at any time can tell us, you need this, you need that.
Really, I wouldn't say you were so much at the mercy of our oppressor. I'd say that it's time for us to strategize our oppressor. It's time to monopolize. It's time to group. It's time to move in unisons. See, let me tell you, as long as they keep us separated, you're right, we are at the mercy. Because there's no way one man is going to move them from in front of us. But we have to move in unity. We blacks, now we are at the time of the age to where we have access to wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We have access to education. Things that we did not have access to, we have that now. And I understand what you're saying by being only educated and these people doing this and that. And it's true. But the thing is if we can unite blacks, if we can bring us together to bring forth a change, that's the only chance we got. Without it, we at the mercy. Without it. Caucasians are the smallest race in this country.
They are, by far, yeah.
They're the smallest race in the world, but they are the most powerful race because they stick together.
They're unified.
They separated all the blacks. They told the blacks in Haiti, you're not black, you're not African.
Yep.
They call us African Americans. They told the South Americans they were
divide and conquer.
They tell everybody they're not black, even Indians. They don't want us to unite, because if
they
blacks
unite,
means
it's game over. It's game over for them. And brother, you know what? Sorry, my brother. I just want to add one more thing. You know, out of all the communities in America, black people are the only one who actually competes with their women. I was just reading a report about that. Like, we're the only group that actually look at our women as a, you know, like we're competing with them. And that's not supposed to be. We're the only group that does that, because in any other ethnicity, any other race, like the Asian, the Jewish, any other group, they look at their wife or their, you know, partner, like they look at them as a partner, like we're a team. We're going to reach the mountaintop together. But within the black community, the black men and the black women, we're competing against each other. And and this caused fighting, this caused bickering, this caused division. And if you notice, black men, like if you read a lot of these stories, it's black men versus black women or black women versus black men. It's like a fight, a war between black men and black women. And if you look at it in the 60s, it was totally the opposite.
like black women actually were our backbone. Like if you were to talk to these top leaders like Martin Luther King and all these great leaders we had, they would tell you the reason why I'm here in front of you is because of my woman. My woman is giving me the strength. She's my backbone.
Let me tell you this. Back in them days, black women wasn't getting the check from the government either.
That is true. Very true. Very true. Very true, my brother. I'm happy you had that. Very true.
Motherfuckers follow that check. That's all they do.
That's who their master is. Wherever that check is, that's where the master is. Yep, right about that, my brother.
You know, so whenever they implicate it, we're going to give you a check. Just kick your nigga out. Kick your man out. We're going to give you a check, and if we catch him there, we're going to take the check away now.
We're going to give you a low income. You know why white supremacy? You know why white supremacy had to get smart? And one of my friends said this to me the other day. He said in 1964, or I think it was earlier than that, when we had that civil rights movement, and how black people were so unified. Because you know what unified us? We saw who the enemy was. There was no such thing as a bougie Negro or an educated Negro, and he's too good to hang out with the uneducated Negroes. We all were in one circle. We all had to unify. We had no choice but to unify because white supremacy was right in our face. Because if we try to, because mind you, back then, they didn't even care about your money. Even if you had the same amount of money as a white man, they're like, no, nigger, you can't come into this hotel. You got to go in the back door. So even our money couldn't even give us special treatment. So white supremacy was right in your face. So we had to come together, which made us stronger, and it backfired on white supremacy. Because white supremacy said, we're tough on these guys, we could break them somehow, we could control them. And they found that it backfired on them.
Believe it or not, white supremacy was actually infiltrated into the daily life of the African American, even with the protesting and the marching, that was created by the NAACP. The NAACP was created by the government.
That is true.
So we've been adopted, just like we have accepted their religion. We've also accepted their way of life and how we think things should go. They took black people and put black people and gave them white people's thoughts. And said, this is how we want you to train the blacks to react when we do this. When we do this, we want the blacks to march. So they had the blacks to come out and say, hey, y'all, they did that. Let's go march. Come on. And so we only behaving the way that they taught us to behave. But let me tell you, it's time for us to remove ourselves from the way that they taught us to behave and start to behave like they behave. We need to get into them control panel. It's trying to get into the Capitol buildings. It's trying to get into the city halls. It's time to get in. The laws are being changed. The only way we're going to be able to change anything for ourselves is time to start pulling us in. It's time to start getting in. It's time to start. Look, I remember, like you were saying, back in the days, I was watching a movie when the dude was going to court. This was 1800 or like early 1900s, late 1800s. The black dude was going to court. The whole town went to court with him. These people, we watch everything happen to each other. We don't stick up for each other. We hear, it should be 10, 15, 20 black men that show up in court whenever a black man go to court. Whenever a black man step in front of that judge, we just not supporting each other. We letting the system just rape us blind mentally, right in front of our face and physically. I mean, it's no excuse because we're not dumb. We're not illiterate. They fault. We out here killing each other over blocks, drugs, shoes, guns.
But we're not going to kill
a piece of this country.
But you know what, too, my brother, I have to respond to you on that. All that black-on-black crime crap they keep talking about, because white supremacy, they like to deter the main issue at hand. And what I mean by that is, like, they deflect the main cause of this, because all this is social engineer, because we know there's no black gun manufacturer in America. We know there's no poppy seed somewhere in America where black men are running that shit. I mean, what's sad about it is the top
businessmen in this country are probably all doing some kind of drug transaction to get to the level where they at. That's my firm belief. And the thing about it is they're only going after the small dudes, the dudes at the bottom. And this is all orchestrated by our system, because there was a professor, he's a economic expert, you know, he does, you know, studies the economy and how certain things affect the economy, certain trends go. And he was saying the drug business in America is a $1 trillion business. And people were staggered by that number. Like, how the freak did you get that number? How the hell did you get that large amount of number? He says, when you look at the drug manufacturers, you look at the clinics, the judges, the lawyers, like everything that surrounds the drug game, it's like if you took out the drug game, it would literally cause an implosion in the economy. So he's saying that the drug game in America is sustaining the economy. It's a $1 trillion industry, from the extra nurses they have to hire, doctors, policemen, equipment. I mean, you could just adding the numbers. He said it's a $1 trillion business. So they have to keep it running. And guess who's the bread and butter of this functioning system? Black people.
That's literally right.
Living off the black nation. Like, these supremacy always finds a use for black people, and it's always in a negative light. Always in a negative light.
You know,
always in
a negative light. You know, John F. Kennedy's father was in the mob and dealt in the mob, and he dealt in illegal alcohol in the Prohibition era, and his son became the president of the United States. I'm saying that to say that it's time for us to use the knowledge that we got to start breeding better people now. We have to breed our children and direct them. I don't give a fuck how much streets you was in. I got a son right now. And I'm forcing him to be. I'm forcing him to aim towards being a good age. Regardless of what type of street life I live in the streets, I know that now I need to direct these kids into a different direction. I really want to see this country moving to a more better place in the next 30 years. And I believe we can do it. I really believe we can do it.
But you know what? You know what's sad about the whole thing, though? Like, my firm belief is the reason why hours are getting longer at the work, the reason why inflation is eating away our salary, is they want the parents to be further away from the kids. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is because they're finding out that the average American now are working longer hours at work due to the fact that everything is going up but your goddamn salary. And what does that have to do with the kids? It has a lot to do with the kids. Because your child, no matter how best you try to raise them, they're being bombarded with negative information consistently. And you have to offset that negative information by being there for that child. Unfortunately, in this society, mind you, less than 40 years ago, the average one salary could sustain a whole family, and our father would still have time for his son or daughter and still have the weekends off. Unfortunately, that's not the case anymore. Both parents are gone in the house now, so there's no way to offset that negative information that child's exposed to. Prime example, a lot of these kids, you see how much internet these kids are doing right now? Instagram, Facebook? And if you go on Instagram and Facebook, do you know the amount of negative information your child's digesting? And on top of that, they're going to school. School is complete negativity. The people, because you have to understand, child development, if you know anything about child development, in those years when that child goes in their teens, their biggest role model is not their parents. Did you know that? Their biggest role model is their peers, the kids, people like just like them around their age group. So you could be the greatest father in the world, but if you're not spending time, and unfortunately you're not going to have the time because you have to go and work and make the money to feed your child, to give him the necessary needs to have a decent quality of life. But unfortunately, you spending those times at work, guess where he's getting his information from? Guess where he's being educated from? He's being educated from a school system that doesn't care about him,
that's basically brainwashing to be a zombie, a slave to the system. Two, he has constant negativity around his peer groups, because his peer groups are probably trying to tell him, hey, man, look at this. Smoke some weed with us. Do this with us. Do that. He's going to parties, exposed to negative energy. He's watching TV. Do you see the stuff they got on TV now, my friend? They got all this gay stuff, Empire.
Hey, I don't mean to cut you off. We got 1 minute left in the show, man.
Bad,
I appreciate
bad,
you calling. Hey, man, everybody out there, if you got a chance to hear what he was saying, he's saying some real shit. Why do blacks kill each other in America? Whatever the reason is, if it's some something that y'all know, that if ain't nobody coming in your house to harm your family and ain't trying to take away your life, try to find another way around it. We are a race of people that's in this country, and we need to find a way to unite, come together the same way they do. Don't listen. Sometimes you don't have to listen to what people say. It's best to watch what they do. Appreciate
True.
Everybody tuning in to Church Radio. Can't hate you, change hate. This is Boy Jesus, Governor. Love, and I'll see y'all tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Church.
I'm a brother.
You're the only one I can talk to. You're right by my side. You're the only one that I want to. You're my
Fingers in the sky.
Bread in the game. Be about a game in the game. I'ma die.
slicker than your average. Niggas be caking on these hoes and I'm mashing. Money stacking, finessing this game with such a passion. Macking on any giving up action, fulfilling what they be lacking. It's pure game in bad shape and it shows. With the recklessness and lack of discipline of these motherfucking hoes. And y'all know that this isn't got me hella straight forever paid. I put a biz down in the Everglade for the pay. Niggas, niggas, bitches stay going hard for the cake. They see me in town having shit my way. Police investigate, build the case, will get paid, so I skate. Back up, kick my show to a different state. Plus, see the nigga sight on the drink. Big rims, getting paid. You thinking it's sweet, but it ain't. Fuck around and get shot. Trying to plot hollow heads in the Glock. Realism never stop. Bitch, I got it from my pop. I'm a product of the pimping bitch, and I was born fly.
Blessed with the charm and swagger, these women just can't deny.
For the homie Pimp C, two fingers in the sky.
Bread in the game, he about the game, and the game.
I'm a product of the pimping bitch, and I was born fly.
Laced with the charm and swagger, these women just can't deny.
For my nigga TC, two fingers in the sky.
Bread in the game, he about the game, and the game. I'm a die.
Slicker than your mister. Get him on the phone. Look, homie, I got the bitch, bro. Gorgeous for the record, and this shit is a serving. Now let's see if you pimping or you motherfucking perfect. Cause one thing I know, I'm a master and a hoe. Bitch, come around me, she gon' have my dough. If it don't change, smoke some more. Anything less than I will not go. Plus these niggas that be popping, man, they really need to stop it. I be mashing for my rations, really breaking bitches' pockets in this game. These 12 hoes trying to fall in love with me. Take a nigga out the game, you know what hubby means. Say, shawty, it's only one way to fuck with me. You gotta be on one so we could live this life of luxury. I've been down too many days to be played. And I only have a bitch if she trying to see me paid. Pippin', I hold it sacred. Say, bitch, I charge two lives for that paycheck. That paycheck. I'm a product of the pimping bitch and I was born fly. Blessed with the charm and swagger, these women just can't deny. But the homie Pimp C, two fingers in the sky. Bread in the game, live by the game and the game. I'm a product of the pimping bitch and I was born fly. Laced with the charm and swagger, these women just can't deny. But my nigga TC, two fingers in the sky.
Bread in the game, live by the game and the game. I'm
a product of the pimping bitch and I was born fly. Bread in the game, live by the game, and the game, I'ma die.
I'm a product of the pimpin' bitch, and I was born fly.
For my
Black Song.
Production. Look at a pimp.
Big look.
For layman, y'all lost her in strength.
For this.
For sentence.
Hold up.
AOB y'all on the beat.
On beat.
Give me my feet.
My feet.
LA in my ANYC.
I'm down.
Smoking on tree. Hand on my heat. Pimp C on repeat. Pull up Big Benz on 2-3. Sixth Street the place that I be. Look or some down in LV. Prostitutes in San Diego with 7-inch heels on they feet. You go to work while you sleep. My bitch appearance on fleek. Breaking those squares through the week. Shit that you say obsolete. BBZ, MMZ. Moving all enemies. Moving in Bentley G. Look at a pimp.
Be
look
at me.
Look at a pimp. Look at a pimp. Look at a pimp. Look at a pimp.
Look
at a pimp. Look at a pimp. Look at a pimp. Look at a pimp. Ferrari with chrome on the lip. Smoking on him. Checking traps through Verizon and Sprint. Pimping the Thor. I came up from under the road.
I came.
Sipping no mud, I used to sell drugs, but now I sell love. Still on the lap, new fiscal, 2015 with the whisker. Pimping no Japanese sisters, prostitute students and strippers in high heels until they get blisters. I kiss a person, you kiss her, Sarah, Shakira, and Crystal. All on back pay, post some pictures, double G sits in my britches. Woo Chris for dinner, got two Cali Jenners and jet skis on rivers. Pimp, look at a pimp,
look at
me,
look
at a pimp, look at a pimp, look at a pimp. Look at a pimp.
Look
at a pimp. Look at a pimp. Look at a pimp.
Diamonds on me, gotta look at me. Thousands on me, got a rubber band. In the traffic, catch me in a rapid bit. That conversation, talk out of panic. I smoke a bitches like a Cali package. I got tens and twenties, nigga, who the baddest? Who the baddest? Hard for me to choose. Teach a bitch, I take a bitch to school. My conversation, nigga, rule the nation. I can talk a monkey, out banana tree. Talk straight, talk a different nigga. Never talk the game about me. Keep chasing money, but it follow me. I just answer when the money calling me. I done, throw the bitch to swallow me.